Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Steve Sokol from the World Affairs Council of Pittsburgh, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. Later in the program, we will hear from Kathleen Hauer, the co-founder and CEO of Pittsburgh-based Global Links. But first, I'll be talking with Jeffrey Carpenter. He's the artistic director of the Bricolage Production Company. Celebrating its 10th year, Bricolage is an innovative off-Broadway theater company based downtown, which brings what it calls adventurous theater to the Pittsburgh community. Bricolage has gotten national attention for its work and graced the cover of the July-August issue of American Theater Magazine. Joining us by phone is Jeffrey Carpenter. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
So let's begin by hearing more about how you and the crew at Bricolage define adventurous theater.
Well, at Bricolage, we envision theater not as a passive experience. We challenge our artists to risk their creative necks, and we want our audience to be challenged in the same way. Bricolage means making artful use of what's at hand. So we draw from what's around us to create a heightened sense of involvement for the audience. We're excited by the connection and interaction between elements that seemingly have nothing to do with each other. And like I said, we want the audience to sort of sit up and be on the edge of their seats.
So a great deal of audience participation. It's not a passive experience.
Well, yeah, and that takes a variety of forms. It doesn't always mean putting the audience on the spot, but it just means that we create experiences that engage an audience in different ways, in creative ways.
And what led to the American Theater Magazine's cover story, which featured Bricolage?
Well, last summer, sort of the culmination of 10 years of relationship building and, you know, this, you know, creative philosophy from which we emanate, we set out to create an immersive urban adventure. And Strata was the result. it's a form of theater that draws on contextual practice, which is theater that really is, you know, ensconced in the community in which it lives, in the space, place-based art. We hear that all the time now. But it's a trend that's happening all over the world, from Berlin and to Spain to London, and most probably successfully exemplified by Punch Drunk's Sleep No More, which is happening in New York right now based on the Scottish play. But Strata was, we created a faux company called Gate, and their product was Eye Consciousness. And in order to get a ticket, the audience would have to go online, fill out a survey, and then they would be given a location and a time. They would show up downtown at the specific location. They'd give a password, and things would start to happen. And in this way, we created a hyper-personalized theatrical experience that lasted over about 2 hours. And thankfully, the result was so, you know, successful that word got to the powers that be at the, American Theater Magazine, and we were featured as part of an article on immersive theater in the States, and we were just honored to be included with such amazing companies doing incredible work and we were also very proud to be the first Pittsburgh company ever to be featured on the cover of American Theater Magazine.
It's pretty impressive, but talking about Strata for just a minute or two more, it sounds like it is an incredibly individualized experience. It must have been a lot of work, a lot of moving parts.
Yes, there were many moving parts, and it took a great deal of work. We worked with a company, a theater production company called Clear Story, to help us. We partnered with a lot of organizations to make it happen. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust provided a whole building, 24,000 square feet. We had obviously boots on the ground and surveillance in the air and a lot of creative ways of disseminating information. And, you know, in this way, we're really able to personalize it to each individual that walked in the room, incorporating information that they filled out in their, you know, online surveys into the experience so that, you know, at every step, they were drawn deeper into the experience.
You're listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Steve Sokol, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're previewing the Bricolage Production Company's upcoming season with its artistic director, Jeffrey Carpenter. Jeffrey, one of the things that Bricolage is known for is midnight radio. But of course, it's not at midnight, and it's not radio. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have in store for us when the next midnight radio season opens next week?
Well, midnight radio is, you know, probably our most accessible and just absolutely fun ways of engaging our audience. And yes, we have a new series about to start. We have three new episodes from September through December. And first up, on September 26th, we open Shakespeare, which is, much as you might imagine, a mix-up and mashup of Yinzer and Shakespeare, and it's going to be absolutely hilarious. We always, you know, in October, we premiere The War of the Worlds. It's the 75th anniversary of the original broadcast of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, and on October 30th, WSA is going to do a live broadcast of War of the Worlds, but we will run it for 3 weeks for those who can't make that particular night. And then finally, we wrap up in December with our animated holidays, which is going to be a hilarious dubbed-over spin on classic animated holiday favorites.
It's a pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah, it's actually going to be a blast. We're really excited. And we start rehearsals this week. And we encourage everybody to come out and have some fun.
So how long have you been doing Midnight Radio at Bricolage? Because it's really become one of the trademark shows of the company.
Yeah, we started Midnight Radio is part of our stage reading performance series, actually, way back in 2007. And then we took to doing full seasons. So we are now in our fifth season. We're going into our fifth season of Midnight Radio Classic, as we call. And we've even started Midnight Radio Junior for kids. And just completed our first full season of that this summer, which was amazing.
That's a great way to reach a younger audience. And so speaking of a younger audience, give us a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a teaser. Which animated holiday films are you actually going to be using as the sources for the animated holidays Midnight Radio?
Well, there's many we are drawing from, but, you know, such films, such animated films as Rudolph, and The Year Without of Santa Claus. We actually got together yesterday with the creative team and had a little movie party down at the space. And we're just beginning the mashup now. These things come together pretty quickly. So
it sounds like an incredible amount of fun.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. So we will overdub our own, you know, script to the classic movies that will be shown.
Of course, Midnight Radio and Strata are not the only thing that you do at Bricolage. What other kinds of offerings are part of the portfolio?
Well, we are involved. I mean, we're really excited about storytelling and engaging our community. So, for example, right now we are quarterly. We present a program with Alan Olson called Wordplay. And Wordplay is basically moth storytelling format with a DJ. We're also working with the Sprout has, you know, funded a program that we're calling Transit Tales, which is really based on storytelling about public transit and how it affects our lives every day. So we're in the midst of collecting stories right now. So if you have a story, please check out our website because we would love to collect it. And it may end up in a wordplay. It may end up in another program that we call Fifth Wall, which is a program that uses artistic expression as a springboard to create community dialogue around, you know, pressing issues facing our community.
And, of course, transportation is one of those pressing issues, so it ties in really well with Transit Tales and with the possibility of wordplay. We've got a minute or two left. You mentioned that you have Midnight Radio Junior and that you're trying to engage a younger crowd. Can you tell us a little bit more about your student outreach and the things that you're doing to get kids involved in the kind of creative process that you engage in?
Yeah, you know, Midnight Radio Junior was so successful, our pilot program, that we decided to try to develop a full 9-week curriculum that we could take into the school. And thanks to a grant from the Benenum Foundation, we were able to pilot a program down in Washington County Public Schools to go in and actually work with the entire eighth grade class to research, write, and perform their own midnight radio show in conjunction with their core curriculum social studies on the Civil War and in preparation for their trip to Gettysburg. The result was that the entire eighth grade class put together a full production of radio dramas and commercials from the time period about stories about the Civil War in Gettysburg. It was absolutely incredible, and we engaged every single student in the class.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds like you guys are doing a great job at Bricolage, and on behalf of Essential Pittsburgh, I just want to wish you a great season and to thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thanks. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
For listeners, if you go to WESA.FM and the Essential Pittsburgh website, you'll see a link to the Bricolage Production Company. Coming up, we will hear about the Pittsburgh-based International Medical Relief Agency, Global Links. We'll be joined in the studio by co-founder and CEO Kathleen Hauer. This is Steve Sokol, in for Paul Guggenheimer, and you're listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.